From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, in which the Apostle Paul set forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. The current message focuses on the virtue of meekness, which Dr. Cairns has defined as the strength of faith to accept God's dealings with us as good. In the first portion of the message, Dr. Cairns explained how the Spirit works meekness in God's people. On today's program, he continues to set out the effects of this meekness which the Spirit produces in believers. The first result is in our relationship toward God, characterized by heartily receiving His Word, by embracing His will, and by walking worthy of His name. On an earthly day-to-day level, Spirit-produced meekness affects our attitudes and responses to men, especially difficult men. In this connection, we need to remember that even the worst of men can do only what God allows in His sovereign will. In our response to such people, we must remember our own weaknesses and seek to reach those people for Christ. Such a response will present a powerful testimony to other Christians. In relation to ourselves, biblical meekness will enable us to live with inward peace, regardless of our circumstances. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Covered and Protected. The text is Psalm 91 and verse 4. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Oh, a condescending simile indeed! Just as a hen protects her brood and allows them to nestle under her wings, so will the Lord defend His people and permit them to hide away in Him. Have we not seen the little chicks peeping out from under the mother's feathers? Have we not heard their little cry of contented joy? In this way, let us shelter ourselves in our God and feel overflowing peace in knowing that He is guarding us. While the Lord covers us, we trust. It would be strange if we did not. How can we distrust when Jehovah Himself becomes house and home, refuge and rest to us? This done, we go out to war in His name and enjoy the same guardian care. We need shield and buckler. And when we implicitly trust God, even as the chick trusts the hen, we find His truth arming us from head to foot. The Lord cannot lie. He must be faithful to His people. His promise must stand. This sure truth is all the shield we need. Behind it we defy the fiery darts of the enemy. Come, my soul, hide under those great wings. Lose thyself among those soft feathers. How happy thou art!
Years.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. These studies are written as helpful devotional messages, one for every day of the year. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. Copies of A Word in Season are perfect for gift-giving at this time of year. For information on how you may obtain a copy, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Now, please stay with us as Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on Life in the Spirit.
Dealing with people, remember, even the devil can only do what God in his sovereign purpose allows him to do. Now, that's not to excuse sinners for their sin, and it's not to say that you simply roll over and play dead every time some wicked or evil person seeks to practice his wickedness upon you. That's not what the Bible's saying. There are legitimate ways in which to deal with the evil that man would do. But what the Lord is saying here is that when you're dealing with man, remember, God is on the throne. And if he has brought you into this situation of dealing with evil men, he has brought you into it in order that you may deal with those evil men in a right way. Not in a carnal, fleshly, threatening, self-satisfying way. You know, a way that would make you feel good that you've got even. Behind the man that we deal with, there is the sovereign purpose of God. And remember, the purpose of God in bringing us into any situation is that we would walk worthy of him and do things the right way. And if you're going to show meekness to all kinds of men, you'll be patient even when you're provoked by trying people. You take the Apostle Paul, who was more provoked by the most trying people. He said to the Corinthians, the more he loved them, the more he lavished himself upon them, the more they seemed to hate him and oppose him and grieve him. He told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:25 that in meekness he should instruct those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And here comes a very simple but sublime and beautiful truth that sin and the devil would like to hide from the mind of a Christian. When somebody does you wrong, the sweetest revenge, if I may use the word, and I'm obviously using it tongue-in-cheek, is not what you may inflict upon that person in return, but it is to see that person acknowledge his sin, get down on his knees, and get right with God. That's the best answer. The way some Christians react when people, especially unsaved people, do wrong by them, means that they can never witness to them again. I mean, if a Christian's reaction to others is no different from the reaction of the ungodly among themselves, where's the ground for witnessing of the grace of God? Meekness toward all men will mean we'll be patient even when we're faced with trying people. We'll be very humbly conscious of our own weakness, and we'll be ready to restore a fallen brother in love. Just after our text at the beginning of Galatians chapter 6, Paul writes, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one." How? In the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. A meek man will recognize, there but for God's grace go I. A meek man will recognize his own weakness, his own failure, and that will give him a heart to be as his Savior in this, to work with those who fail. Fundamentalists are often accused of lacking in love. I think the accusation is usually given by those who love everything but truth. But insofar as it is a true accusation, I think we have to confess that it's most likely to be seen in the church. When a man is overtaken in a fault, all too often proud Christians gather round to kick him when he's down, whereas had they meekness, they would seek to lift him up, they remember, I also am prone to fall. And then, of course, if we have this spirit of meekness, we will be able to give powerful testimony to the ungodly of the great hope that Christ has placed in our hearts. I put this negatively a little time ago. If you react to circumstances and to situations of trial just the way the ungodly react, what have you got to say by way of witness? Well, now let's turn it round positively. If you face those circumstances with the grace of God, you have a witness, a powerful witness to saints and sinners, but especially to sinners. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. At this point in time, Dr. Talmage Spence, a great personal friend of mine and a good friend of this church, is lying at the point of death, a debilitating death, heartbreak for his family. In one part of his house, his wife, after a number of very serious strokes, is lying totally incapacitated. He was looking after her in a wonderful way, ministering to her, not only physically, but spiritually. And you'd have to be in the Spence home to know the relationship that there was between them. But now he can't do that. He needs someone to minister to him as he's in the final stages of death, facing death by Lou Gehrig's disease. I got a copy of the last two sermons that he wrote. He thinks he'll probably not be able to do another, that his son may read them and preach them to the people in the college church in Dunn, North Carolina. There's not a word of bitterness. There's not a word of questioning why God would do this. There's not a word to wonder where is the wisdom of God when my wife needs me most, that I'm smitten like this. Not a word. But just a joyful acceptance that our God does all things well. And the final sermon was from Psalm 107, speaking of those who go down to the sea in ships and do business in the great waters. The psalmist says he leads them to their desired haven. His last word was about reaching the final haven. Let me tell you, any man who faces the bitter things of life with that meek and humble and joyful, wholehearted submission to God's will because it is good, even when it doesn't feel good to the body, that man can give a testimony that not a sinner in the world can gainsay. The effects of meekness toward others. And then finally and quickly, its effects toward ourselves. When you have this grace being worked in you, and I have to make this clear, you do not have this grace in perfection. You do not have this grace in perpetuity. You may exercise meekness today and find yourself like Peter sinning tomorrow. Indeed, the very next minute. This is a moment-by-moment battle with the flesh where we need to get the victory of grace. But where God works meekness within you, its effect in your own life will be powerful. We will, with this grace, live with inward peace, whatever our outward circumstances. That's a glorious thing. Years ago in Northern Ireland, from Let the Bible Speak, we produced a long playing record. I realize half the congregation have never seen a long playing record. We thought they were the latest things in technology, all the rest of it. But I think it was the best music we ever turned out. A man and his wife, David and Phyllis McMaster, and they sang a piece on that. Well, Mrs. McMaster and her sister-in-law sang a piece on that. Peace in a troubled world. Peace in a troubled world. A man who's living with the grace of meekness wrought within his soul may be living in the midst of circumstances that would lead others to think this is the utmost misery. But he will be living in a happy, joyful peace before God. Paul wrote to the Philippians, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Content. The millionaires of this world, for the most part, haven't a clue what that word means. The Hollywood stars have not a clue what it means. The high rollers, they have no idea what it is to be content. Sadly, so many Christians have bought into the world's view that they have little idea either. Paul says, I've learned whatever my state, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. And everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Stop there. You really mean that, Paul? You can be content when God has allowed your food to run out. You're actually suffering hunger. You've no way of satisfying it. You can be content. So easy to make the statement. But he says, I have learned. It didn't come naturally. Wasn't according to Paul's natural temperament. He was the most assertive and vehement of men. No, he says, I have learned this, to be content. Whether I'm full or hungry, I know how to abound and to suffer need. I'm content when I'm suffering need.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.